Partly cloudy skies this morning and 61 degrees, your current temperature. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. We look for a sunny sky today with a high near 80. There is a slight chance of some isolated showers and storms, mainly between 9 and 2 here today. Taking a look at the latest news here this morning, the Red Oak Police Department responded to a fight that occurred at the South Casey store on Broadway Street in Red Oak at around 5 p.m. Friday afternoon. After a brief investigation, officers arrested 23-year-old Michael Eugene Sickles of Red Oak for serious assault, which is a serious misdemeanor. Sickles was taken to the Montgomery County Correctional Facility and is being held on $1,000 bond. A fight on Thursday at the Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School ended with a 17-year-old student being sent to the hospital in critical condition. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports that a Council Bluffs School Resource Officer responded to a fight between two students at the school at approximately 7:45 a.m. on Thursday. During the course of the fight that occurred in a common area just outside of the cafeteria, 17-year-old Dakota Eskrit fell to the ground, striking his head on the tiled floor, which rendered him unconscious. Staff intervened in the fight and rendered aid, and upon arrival, the officer requested ambulance assistance due to the serious nature of the injuries. Eskrit was transported to the Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs and later transferred to Children's Hospital in Omaha, where he remains in critical condition at the time of this report Friday evening. The other student involved in the fight was identified as 16-year-old Gregory Tier, whom was arrested after the incident. Tier was charged with assault causing serious injury, a Class D felony, and was later released into the custody of his guardian. Detectives are still working with school officials on the case, and anyone with information regarding the incident are asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4765. Democrat Bruce Braley and Republican Joni Ernst will meet on Sunday at Simpson College for the first of three face-to-face debates between the U.S. Senate candidates. Ernst participated in dozens of joint appearances and debates during the GOP primary season, but Ernst says she's been studying this week to prepare for Sunday.
We are going to draw a very clear contrast between who Congressman Braley is and who I am.
Braley rallied with Democrats in Marshalltown on Thursday to tout early voting, and he alluded to the stakes in the race.
And believe me, I feel the significance of carrying on Tom Harkin's legacy.
Harkin, a Democrat, has held one of Iowa's U.S. Senate seats for nearly 30 years, but announced in January of last year that he would not seek re-election. Sunday's debate will give the candidates a forum to make their case directly to voters over the course of an hour. The candidates and their allies have been trying to sway voters this summer with a barrage of 30- and 60-second ads. An analysis by eight Iowa newspapers estimates nearly $14 million has been spent on campaign advertising in the race over the past 3.5 months. Braley jokes about the ads attacking him.
You know, there's some days when I watch these ads and I worry about what my own family is thinking.
Braley said in Marshalltown Thursday, and Ernst says that she's withstood the barrage of negative ads and remains tied with Braley in nearly every poll taken of this race.
We're seeing through all of this, and we'll see who really does care about Iowans and the direction that our country goes.
She said that on Monday night in Newton. Sunday's hour-long debate will be broadcast live at 5 p.m. on KCCI, the CBS affiliate in Des Moines, and live-streamed as well on the Des Moines Register's website. A Glenwood man has died as a result of a traffic accident on Thursday afternoon in Council Bluffs. Police officers, along with fire personnel from Council Bluffs, responded to a single-vehicle rollover accident on Interstate 80 eastbound at mile marker 3, just to the east of the South Expressway. Police say it appears that the driver, Patrick Jack of Glenwood, lost control of his vehicle and apparently struck the center cable barrier and slid sideways down the center ditch and rolled an unknown amount of times before coming to rest on its roof. A judge formally sentenced a man to life in prison on Friday for the killing of a Rockwell City police officer during a standoff last year. Corey Trott, age 33, was sentenced in the shooting death of Officer Jamie Bunting, who was killed during a standoff at Trott's house on September 13th of 2013. Officers were trying to arrest Trott after an alleged assault. Bunting was near a house window when he was shot. Four victim impact statements were read during the sentencing at the Calhoun County Courthouse in Rockwell City, according to the Fort Dodge Messenger. A Wright County jury found Trott guilty of first-degree murder on September 5th after less than 2 hours of deliberations. The conviction carried a mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. The trial was moved to Wright County at the request of defense attorneys. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield have announced its award winners of its 75th anniversary celebration. The Villisca Swimming Pool received $7,500 for enhancements and repairs to the existing swimming pool to make much-needed improvements and to ensure the community pool is accessible for people of all ages and to encourage exercise and recreation. The projects were chosen because they demonstrated a long-lasting impact on making the healthy choice the easy choice, and improving overall community health and wellness in their communities. 16 other projects were chosen throughout Iowa and South Dakota. And the State Office of Drug Control Policy is asking you to take some time and look through your home for outdated and unused medications. Spokesman Dale Woolery says this weekend is the second Drug Take-Back Day. The Iowa Department of Public Health show overdose deaths in the state related to methadone or other opioids and other synthetic narcotics, primarily pain relievers, increased to an all-time high of 77 in 2013. And they say that this will be the last event that is sponsored by the DEA due to some changes in regulations. Most Iowa sites collecting unused medicines will be open Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. To find the Iowa Take Back drop-off site nearest you, you can get more information as well by going to iowamedicinetlc.org. Let's look at some of the latest news here this morning. Now in your funeral announcements, Luis Chihok, age 79, of Audubon, died September 9th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Luis Chihok will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Charles Virgil Brandstetter, age 84, of Harlan, passed away Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Charles Brandstetter will be held today, 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gene M. Steffen, age 83, of Greenfield, died August 12th in Stewart. Celebration of Life services will be held today, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Andrews Memorial Room at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center in Greenfield. Those attending are asked to wear red, which was Gene's favorite color. Dune Funeral Home has arrangements. Arlene A. Christensen, age 67, of Overland Park, Kansas, and formerly of Harlan, passed away on Wednesday in Overland Park. Services for Arlene Christensen will be held Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Lois Mae Drake, age 90, of Stewart, died September 9th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of Life service for Lois Mae Drake will be held Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart has arrangements. Charles Charlie B. Simpson, age 56, of Rural Brayton, died Thursday at his home in Rural Brayton. Celebration of Life service for Charlie Simpson will be held on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has arrangements. Marie Kenny, age 94, of Casey, passed away Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Center in Greenfield. Celebration of Life services for Marie Kenny will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Canby Friends Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Doris Dorley M. Seamson, age 90, of Audubon and formerly of Ross, died September 20th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Doris Seamson will be held Monday, 10:30 a.m. at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Bruce Smith, age 73, of Lewis, passed away Tuesday in Omaha. Services will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the United Congregational Church in Lewis for Bruce Smith. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. And Thurlow Harrison Forsman, age 76, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Bayard, passed away Thursday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.